Hello?
Hello, is Courtney Bright there?
Yeah, this is Courtney Wright.
Good evening, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I'm trying to understand. What survey is this?
Yes, this is for research purposes. We're National Opinion Survey.
Okay, so what can I answer you now?
Excuse me?
What can I answer you?
Okay, thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
There's a 50-50 chance.
50-50, thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Okay. Well, right now, we're in yes or no. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your race?
Black.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
53.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between... Yes? Yeah?
Could you repeat that again, please?
Okay. We want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is...
You said focus?
Important.
Oh, important. Okay.
Important, yes. The first one is making housing more affordable.
Very important.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means not important at all, 5 somewhat important, and 10 most important. Any number between 0 and 10?
Oh, 10. Very important.
Thank you. Then we have reducing crime and gun violence.
10, important.
And then we have fighting racism and discrimination.
And 10.
And the last one on this section is protecting voting rights and democracy.
Same 10, very important.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
No.
So do you think it's better, about the same, or worse?
It's probably worse.
Worse, thank you.
Yeah.
And thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people?
I'd say a little bit better.
Getting better?
For Black people, that's a hard one. I wouldn't say it's better. In some ways, probably worse.
Getting worse.
I think,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to two of the list. Do you think it's cigarettes, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, opioids and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, or vaping?
Alcohol, I think.
Alcohol and the other one? The second one?
Alcohol and probably drugs.
Drugs, do you mean opioids and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack? Or marijuana and other cannabis products?
Probably crack.
Crack, thank you. Mm. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
No. It can't.
And do you...
No.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. And now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke, tobacco-free and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with a product. The first one is e-cigarettes or vapes.
What about it?
Are you very familiar? Somewhat familiar?
Yeah, I'm familiar. I heard about it.
And would you say you're very familiar or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have heat not burn tobacco products.
Tobacco. I heard about it too.
And would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with heat not burn tobacco products?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. And the last one is oral nicotine pouches.
Somewhat familiar with that thing.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. About 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains as the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Do you think it's the cost of smoking has gone up, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, introductions of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more government restriction and bans?
More government restrictions.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. That was statement A or statement B. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine and tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Now, vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So which of these statements do you agree with more? Statement A or statement B?
I'm sorry, I was trying to process what you just said about A or B. You said about, repeat that, please.
The statement, and do you need statement A again?
Yes.
Statement A says, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. That was statement A, and statement B says, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come.
I get D.
And do you agree with statement B somewhat or strongly?
Strongly,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Well, they said it's more harmful. If it's more harmful than smoking cigarettes, that's what they said.
Oh, yeah. So we want to know if you think that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes.
To what I heard, the smoking is more harmful.
And for what you've heard, would you say is much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
It's more, the cigarette is more harmful to, I mean, both of them are harmful. More, what, the cigarette is more with that nicotine. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. And so, Bill, would you say is much more harmful or just somewhat more harmful?
More harmful.
Much more?
Much more harmful.
Thank you. Now, before we finish, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each statement using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. Once again, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
Yeah, I agree. Strongly agree.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the next one is, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved using another drug like naloxone and Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear from opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills five times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs and get a lot more media coverage.
Ten.
Thank you very much. And the last one on this section is, let's be clear, when we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with the less harmful alternatives until they do.
Yes, 10.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you for the final time. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, meaning the public health strategy, the focus on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve their health outcomes in the African American community?
Yes, I do. To improve their health, that's what you said?
To improve health outcomes in the African American community.
Yes, I agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Smoking tobacco, mm-hmm. such as Deep or Chew?
Never.
Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The next one is e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you very much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Was it 11th grade?
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Repeat that.
Are you married, unmarried, living with
yes.
a partner?
Married.
Married. Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Is it wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Am I what? Member?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. Now, regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Well, I'm a Democrat.
And would you say would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
No, not a strong Democrat, no.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Yes, Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So we really appreciate your participation. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.